It's like having that Jar Jar Binks fucking sucker jammed
in. Eat your pussy.
You look you look like Adam Sandler's grandmother with the kiss mask on.
Ah, dude. That'd be great. That's actually
a great
image.
Shooter.
That's a shooter.
More guns?
No, it's too funny.
What's he looking at?
I don't know. He's looking at my cock. I don't know. It's plugs. Relax there, fucking Terminator. Fucking Terminator over here, dude. Oh, God.
Yeah, so the way you eat pussy is quite amazing there, Ryan.
Thank you. I've never had any complaints.
I don't believe that.
I'm happy.
Not to your face.
Well, no.
They don't complain because you're done.
Yeah.
Like, no, God, he's finally done.
Thank God.
Or they're just glad that's over. And you're like, that good, huh?
Yeah, was that good? You come? I came.
From just eating?
No, that's not.
Just fucking jizzing in your shorts.
Just exploding.
Did you turn him down?
Yeah, he was loud. It wasn't you. It wasn't you just being like you were.
It was
loud
actually turned up.
Yeah,
I told you it's because Thomas sits here and it knows it knows his negative overtones.
Well, now I can't hear him at all.
Oh, cool, nice. It knows his negativity and it drowns out his negativity. So like
makes
because
it louder,
I'm so
it sounds like he's excited.
Exactly, because I'm positive when I sit here. He's negative.
You're positively negative.
I'm positively negative. Yes, a little passive aggressive. Negativity.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Circle of Jerks, while we do mic checks and everything else on the fly. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. In the studio with me is the pussy fiend himself, Ryan Denton.
That's me.
And Steve, who only traces the woman's body with eating her pussy, actually, like, you know, any kind of touch at all. I don't know if I interpret that right, but I mean, anything that we say is not going to be any. Doesn't matter. I mean, in this crazy world, because whatever we would say would piss somebody off and we would probably end up dead somewhere.
We get shot
along the way.
Dead or canceled.
That should be the next like kind
that's
of
the next
Running
shirt.
Man.
Oh my God. Dead or canceled.
Dead or canceled. What do you want? How do you want to go forward?
God, I love that movie.
Ryan, we talked a little bit about this because kind of like we are in the midst of like the world going crazy on both sides.
It's so crazy.
Whether, you know, whatever you believe in, you probably see somebody on your side of the house that is absolutely fucking crazy and you don't agree with.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't believe in anything. I'm a nihilist.
Yes. Okay. Which is the worst part of it. That's
probably not a good
thing. You can't offend me. I don't believe in nothing. If you believe in nothing, nothing can offend.
Oh my God.
Sounds kind of
exactly like Steve.
Weird yin yang Yoda. I can't wait till you get to Japan and you can just tell us what the other part of the world's like.
Dude, I can't wait to get there and just tell you guys, well, guess what I saw on the news today? It was some fucking dude eating some ramen on the news. You know, that was it. That was the news today.
Today in Japan,
man eats ramen and actually likes it. It probably won't sound like that. It'll probably sound, you know, a little more Asian, a little more Japanese.
But yeah,
that's how like they, you know, they translate it for me. Right.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, like, cause it's just so weird. And I didn't think I could be any more disgusted with the world than after watching that man get shot. Like basically live
at like 900 times. And then the zooms in.
No. It was just the one time I saw the two videos and I'm like, I'm never watching this again. Like the fact that we've kind of almost normalized that kind of like, oh, here it goes. Back when we were young, Steve, did you ever do Faces of Death?
That's why when I see stuff like that, it rarely, what fucks me up the most is if I see somebody riding a skateboard and they do like a weird crash and they like break a limb or something in the bone, like my asshole will pucker up so fast before it even happens. I know it's going to happen.
You get road, like you can feel the road rash on your forearms.
Yeah. But like, the death side of it, and to your point, Bobby, is probably from years of watching the types of films that we all watch, but certainly Faces of Death had a huge part to play.
But the fact of the matter is we went into Faces of Death. Like, was, like, legitimately waiting for a meeting to start at work and doom scrolling, and then it was like, pow, And I was like, that ain't real.
Yeah.
And then I Googled it, and like, and then all of a sudden it started popping up, like, you know, Charlie's shot. And it's like, oh, that was real. Like, cause with AI these days, I don't know what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to watch everything that's like the way people reacted made me disgusted. The way that, you know, just everything has been handled by anybody. Like,
it's
I don't
all
know.
Weird, man.
It's all just it makes me uncomfortable. And there's very little things that make me uncomfortable. Like, I was thinking about it. Like, I'm very like openly liberal about a lot of things. Like, I am, but I am not on that far side of the left. I almost feel like a mixed race kid who like has a, like you know, I'm half black and half white, but I'm never black enough for the black people, and I'm never white enough for the white people. And that's what I feel like with like what would be the party that I think I associate myself with now, is that I will what am I closer to at this point?
Yeah,
because neither.
Yeah, right. Like,
and I think the vast majority of our country actually falls in that same bucket. And it's the two extremes on either side are the ones that get amplified and get all of the attention in the media and all the soapbox.
It's the same thing that we see with, like, you know, the loudest people screaming online or on the internet are always
the movies and anything else.
Yeah, it's always the people that are the minority. And it's like, In the social aspect of what we're talking about, you know, like when you see people bitching and moaning about trans issues, or you see people bitching and moaning about LGBTQ, when you start going into numbers, and this is fact, you can look this up. Like, let's just talk about that. Like, that's 3-4% of the population.
Not even. It's like
maybe
point,
less.
It's 0.01%.
Well, I'm talking about like LGBTQ. So the whole thing. When you start getting into that.
I saw this comedian break down the whole thing. It's like gay, lesbian, gay, queer, gay. Like, they all mean gay. The only one that doesn't mean gay is trans.
That's what it was when we grew up, Bob. Like, when we were kids, so, like, it didn't matter. It was just all gay.
And so, like, what you see, what you see is this, like, weird dichotomy of people who are, one, technically the minority of the group, bitching and moaning the loudest. The minority of the minority. And that's the one that gets amplified the most, because that's the one that people need to be woke and, you know, worry about. I mean, dude, this guy... Okay. Whether you liked him or not, I don't give a shit. Okay. And I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm about as middle as probably Bobby is. There were some fucking debates that I saw. He fucking owned people. But then I also saw some where he got
owned.
Which is that. Yeah, but here's the thing about
the
guy.
He's an entertainer. Could you imagine somebody coming in and shooting us for something that we said on air?
Dude, the thing that blows my mind is that no matter if you liked him or not, what he had to say, he gave someone who has an opposing view a forum to have a conversation with someone. Tell me that right there is.
I think given the forum is admirable, regardless of which side.
Yeah. But could you imagine this, Ryan? Like, if me and you are in a debate, and like I do start doing this and just shutting off your microphone.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, he gave people the chance to speak, and it was technically for an internet thing, you know, and the dude was shot in front of his kids, and then people celebrated it. And then people are shocked when they get fired from their job or kicked out of school.
That's a misnomer. His wife and kids weren't even there.
I don't care. They were still shot on fucking TV.
I'm just
saying. His kids are going to grow up and see
his dad. Does it matter, Steve, how the dude died?
No. I genuinely believe it was awful. But what I'm saying is the narrative of they witnessed it. Yeah. It sucks either way. The kids aren't gonna witness it.
Yeah.
Right. And they will eventually probably be exposed to it, unfortunately, right?
Yeah.
But they weren't there.
Internet's forever.
Watching it in real time and seeing it happen. And I think that's an important distinction when talking about the subject.
I think the thing that really disgusts me about people is like
that they exist.
Well, that just because people suck. But like, for example, I'm gonna say how I'm desensitized. I'm not gonna lie to you. I follow a thing called Funker, Funker.
Is that like Groypers?
No, a Funker basically shows like Jesus
Hold
Christ.
Hold on, what's a Funker?
It's a
Terry Funk fan.
Yeah, it's a Funk fan page. So they show like
a good wrestler.
The
Funker combat footage.
Yeah, so they show like actual like stuff from like Ukraine, stuff that gets posted. Like there's some pretty gnarly shit in there. Like a lot of it is like drone operator footage of like flying bomb drones into dudes. Like it's no joke. Like I saw a video where like a tank crew gets stuck and then they jump out of the tank and just get absolutely annihilated. Like, so a lot of
that shit makes me queasy. I don't want to see that.
So
what's
wild about this is like, when I watch one of my favorite videos of all time is watching an Apache helicopter, like night vision thermal optic, like video.
Yeah, those used to come through at work all the time.
Just gunning down terrorists, like just gunning down terrorists, right? Like, and I'm like, well, you know, bad guy, right? Like, it's a bad guy. Like, in my head, that's a terrorist, that's a bad guy. I don't have any issue watching that guy explode into 1,000 pieces.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So let me count two things. One, according to dictionary, Merriam-Webster.com, funker is one that funks, coward. So that's fucked.
Yeah.
I think it's nice interesting name. The way you just framed that, because again, if you were born in another country under a different religious belief and or ideology, your perspective would be completely different.
Yeah. Sure. But we're not arguing different. That. I was born in America. So
I get it. But the fact
is, if he was born in another country and he came in and debated that side of it, we would accept it. We wouldn't go shoot him.
I wouldn't shoot him. Yeah. Like the point, here's the point. Like I'm going to bring up actually something that's in the same. I watched a recent documentary and it's about Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down this weird one day. I went down this weird Black Hawk Down thing. Like, I think the movie popped up, and I was like, I started Googling, and I got this like documentary. And they got five of the guys that were in Black Hawk Down. I think two of which were like Green Berets, and then the other two were like actual Delta guys, right? So you start that, and you think, oh, this is going to be like a portrayal. Then halfway through like the first episode, they went to Somalia, went to Mogadishu. And actually found people who were in the militia that shot at them and killed. Like, and the way they swung the documentary was how we were the bad guys in that operation. Now, again, sitting from Mogadishu side or Somalian side, sure, I could see how we could
also grew up in a country that whitewashed everything.
Exactly.
You know? And still does.
But
still
like does. Sitting there, like, it physically actually made me upset. Like one of the like,
okay, but soldiers, but
hold on, let me finish. I know where you're going with this.
I don't think you do.
I do. One of the soldiers, I'm going to air quote soldier, because the guy does not look like a soldier. You know, our idea of a soldier sitting there, like saying how happy he was that they shot down both helicopters, how happy he was they killed the pilot and dragged his body through the fucking city. Like, dude, I physically was upset.
You would probably be the same if a foreign invading army, regardless of the nationality, came in and did the same shit here, man.
Well, it was like we saw the beheadings and all that other stuff. Yeah.
It's all relative. It's like if you're there and you got people in your fucking country.
But it's wild to me that in a country that we live in, we're going to put out a piece like that and then swing it how we're the bad guys, but then put it on Netflix.
Maybe we should mind our own fucking business. While.
Sure, I don't disagree with that.
Right? Like,
but also too, like,
there was a great movie about this called Team America, where we can't fix the whole fucking world's problems.
Matt Damon.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. All right, let me just play devil's advocate here. Okay, so the reason we were in, do you remember why we were in Mogadishu?
I don't give a fuck.
There was a fucking guy killing 250,000 of his own people, basically genocide.
Oh, that's happening somewhere right now.
But what I'm saying is, okay, do we just okay, cool, dope, sick, cool, just bury mass graves, no, fuck it.
I mean, at least they buried them.
That's true. They could have just left them.
I mean, it's real.
The Black Plague. I'm just saying, the point is, I can see both, I understand fields. Both sides.
I get what you're saying. I think for far too long, because of the pride of you, you or will be the good guy.
Sure, I agree with that.
Ever going to be another World War II. Sure. And if anything, we should have learned a fucking lesson from Vietnam. And we didn't, right?
Fair.
We didn't learn a lesson. So maybe in all instances, NATO or whomever aren't the good guys. And it's really just about control.
Yeah, it's...
let's just glass at everybody. Fuck them. Right? That's one way to fix
everybody.
It. Fuck it. Fuck them.
Yeah, it's just weird to watch, and then people's reactions when they get fired for, you know,
running their mouth
and everything else. It's just like which
happens on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
People have canceled people on the other side.
Yep,
from
absolutely.
Both sides.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you look at it, and people are like, "I can't believe so and so got this." It's like, well, what happened to people like Roseanne Barr and Dave Chappelle and all these other people?
that were entertainers that were just doing their job that got fired from things that they created or, you know, had backlash on it. It's like, you know, it's like recency bias that people only think about what has happened. And it's just like, I get tired of watching people scream out words that I don't think they know the definition of, that they are doing the same exact thing that they're accusing the other side of. And it's just like, what is.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, Steve. I think you're cut out.
When everybody is incessantly barraged with 24/7 insane news cycle, where we were not designed, our brains did not evolve to consume the amount of content in a day that any of us consume.
Oh, and do you think that's why we were happier kids?
Fuck yeah, that's yeah. why we
went
were
outside
happier.
And scraped our knees. We didn't have to look at
yeah,
this
we
shit
know,
every day.
We know but, when a skateboarder falls what it feels like.
But it's not even that. You didn't have things like, well, you had CNN, but like CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all that stuff. It wasn't.
How many times you watched that
C-SPAN,
when you were 10?
But there was not 24/7 fucking news on all the time.
And breaking in on your phone.
Yeah.
But my point is like, as a kid when I was 10, I wasn't fucking, hey dad, put on the news so I can watch it. It's like, no, put Ninja Turtles on. No, I don't give a fuck
but
about
you would,
this
you
shit.
You would get news like at 5, 6 maybe, and then 60 sure. minutes at 8 or 9 or whatever it was.
Yeah, if you
happened
to be up at 10 o'clock, you could see the beginning news before you went to bed. But now that shit's coming across and it's desensitizing things. But I also think like these people also like don't have consequences for actions these days. I talked to my friend who has nephews that are 20 and 21 that actually play sports, have never been in a fight in their life, never been punched in the face.
Well, that's because things changed very much when after our generation where
like we fought all the time.
Well, it was quick.
I've been
to
in
turn.
More fights in the last 10 years with Bobby than I have actual.
But everything turned into a quick assault charge and or a legal ramification.
Well, that or it's Gilbert Goons. Let's just fucking jump people.
Right.
Like long gone are the days of like those two are going to handle it. Nobody gets into
yeah,
it
just
unless
stand
one
there
of
and
them
let
falls.
It, yeah, just let
but
them
those days
handle it.
Are long
then,
gone,
you know,
man.
All of a sudden people would stop running their fucking mouth if they were punched at least once.
That right there is the key. That right there is the fucking key. And again, I'm not taking any sides on this.
No,
but whether it's the guy that just got shot or someone else on the other side, sometimes
you just need to get punched in the mouth.
If those people just got punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
They might shut up.
They might shut up, but we don't have that anymore. And I think the
no,
old
because
days
we're of, soft.
The old days of getting punched in the mouth, you learn
so
old. You learn when
but
to like
true,
not
dude.
Cross a boundary.
Back yeah, in my day, I mouthed off to my dad. He'd fucking slap
dude,
me in the back of the
my
head.
My mom backhanded the shit out of me in the car, dude.
I'm
like,
not surprised.
Well, I mean, come on, obviously. I mean, come on. That's a given, man. Come on. I shouldn't even have to say that. Come
she
on.
She had that, you know, her being such a good bowler. She had that follow through.
Oh, she fucking boom. Like, but the thing, like, I know we sound old saying this, but like, it's true, man. Like, you see it every day. Like, you see it every day online.
Freedom of speech is not freedom of consequence.
No, but dude.
I'll take it a step further. Look in our lifetime, just in our lifetime.
I don't want
the way the and again, it was not perfect. Don't get me wrong. But look at the way Congress and politicians behaved when we were younger versus what we see on display today.
Well,
there's
also
no decorum.
When we were
there's
younger,
no respect. There's
it
no
wasn't,
nothing.
It wasn't always about the politicians weren't about their social media clout either.
Well, and it's not
you
just
know, then when you get like Sheriff Terry from Pinal County that's like out there doing his social media thing while arresting. It's like, you can vote me for sheriff again. When you're driving down the road, make sure you get to the right because the left is for passing.
Well, but the reason that happens Christ. Is they're trying, to your point, they're trying to get that clout. They're trying to get those fucking campaign dollars and get reelected, right? So, like, we've seen that happen just in our lifetimes alone. Imagine what it was probably like for our parents or grandparents, what they've seen in that same span of their lifetime. But it's just so fucked because the reason I'm mentioning it is that is setting the tone for everything else, as leaders of a city, county, state, or federal government, they should be setting the example and the fucking tone. Oh,
the government and it's CEOs, not happening. Like, nah, we can it's a trickle down thing.
That's what Reagan was talking about.
Yeah, Reaganomics, trickle down, trickle down offense.
I mean, look, man, I'll be honest with you. This is gonna sound really bad, but you know, when Reagan was president, like shit like this didn't fucking happen.
He got fucking shot. What do you mean shit like this didn't happen?
But then
but he wasn't killed.
Yeah, motherfucker came back and was like, nah, dude, you missed. Like, you didn't fuck me up. Like, dude, Reagan was a fucking
That was
pimp.
All set up anyways. He's a movie star. They could stage that.
Yep. But what do you mean it didn't happen? MLK? Fucking Malcolm X? Like,
They weren't actors.
Well, Charlie Kirk wasn't an actor. He's a political activist.
The point I'm saying is, like, it going to circle back to, like, it is a, I call it the pussification of America.
Yeah.
Not that kind of pussification.
Oh, no yeah. way, man. We're the toughest. We're strong.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Big trucks. Balls on our trucks, even.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different. That's a little different. I'm just saying.
Watch me put a Zen in my asshole.
The whole fucking can.
The whole can. Oh, God.
Just
dude.
Leave it open and shove it up there. And when I'm ready, my asshole sucks one in.
That's
awful. There's a guy named Kyle right now thinking about doing that after he heard you say that.
He's got a monster in his hand. Kyle guy is also putting it in his foreskin.
Yeah.
Right in his pee hole.
Nothing has not been done, man.
Oh, I
there's someone with like five cans up there.
Jesus.
Because you can buy them in those tubes. He's probably got the whole tube.
He's keistering a log.
Yeah.
A sand log. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? It like absolutely
keistering
breaks
anything?
Up.
No, I can't.
You liar.
Tell me what it's like.
You liar.
I know you come into the fucking studio with a butt plug in.
Absolutely. Whoa. It's in right now. It vibrates.
It blink? Does it blink?
It's neon. It's got LEDs in it.
That's awesome.
His girlfriend's controlling it from Japan.
Oh my God. It's touching my prostate.
It's a love sense. It's, you know.
We got it on adamandeve.com.
Using code man, Rain Man at checkout.
And then your girlfriend can control your ass from across the world.
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend own your ass? Do you want her to control it too? Adam and Eve, love sense butt plugs.
Yeah. They come in different sizes for training.
Training? So you can get up to Zen size.
Yeah, Zen size. So yes. You can really get a log up in there.
Yes.
I can't wait to tell her what we just talked about. She's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
What size Zen are you at now, Ryan?
Right now I'm at 3/4 size Zen, so I'm almost there.
I'm at packet.
Has she never listened to the show?
No, then she will not.
It's banned in Japan.
It is banned. Yeah, we're banned. We're banned.
That's what he told her. What kind of these? We're banned in Japan.
We're banned. You can't
totally
find it.
Banned.
Yeah, it's iTunes isn't available there.
Yeah, totally.
It's not been available there because iTunes hasn't existed for like 10 years.
That's what I said. It's on iTunes.
Go find it.
It's on Patreon. It's a $100 buy-in window.
Go find the Rain Man app. Oh, you can't find the Rain Man app? It's not available in Japan, babe.
That's too bad. It's region locked.
I'll get Mike on that. Let's see if we can get that unlocked.
Yeah, and then I'll send Mike an email. Do not fucking this.
The app hasn't been around for like 5 years.
Dude, actually, what's funny is I still have it on my phone. Oh. It's just not downloaded.
It's not worked. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been working.
Yeah.
I'll just DM your girlfriend and be like, hey,
that's fucking
here's a link.
Here's a slide in my girlfriend's DM.
Here's a link to the latest episode where it talks about
butt plugs.
I heard you like to put a butt plug in your boyfriend's ass.
Here's my link.
Here's my remote.
I'm already up to Zen can size, if you know what I mean.
She's gonna be like, I don't know what you mean.
Steve's at hockey puck.
Steve's got it turned on to like notifications on his phone, so it just
text me again.
I gotta set up so when my doorbell goes off.
Oh, dude, it's just tickling
ring alerts.
It's tickling his prostate. Oh God, Amazon is here.
The LG washing LG washing machine when I open the fucking fridge door.
He comes every time his laundry's done.
Every chime in the house sets
Steve's
me
the
off.
Only house that says please solicit.
He's
got four of the cameras, the Ring cameras. He's got four doorbells.
Just as they're walking up.
Please press every doorbell. I have no kids or dog here.
Hey, smart home.
Hey, dude, look, man. What, dude, look, Stifler.
You know, there's people out there talking to AI fucking sex bots and making relationships. I'm in love with my house.
You make love with. Actually, I have a video somewhere of him fucking my dad's house.
I love houses.
So, you know,
I'm a big
That's
fan.
That's where it started. Now that, it's just, yeah, it's now turned it's just
into,
smarter.
Your, that dad, was like it. Your dad's house turned me into something.
It switched him on.
Like a fucking Cylon.
You never know your kink until you actually experience it for the first time.
He was like, this stucco is just so nice.
Yeah. What size is this?
Is this eggshell stucco?
Yeah. No, man, you got to have satin. Or at least, you know, God that damn. High sheen.
I love, you know what I love about this show? I love the show in general, but I love that we can start from Charlie Kirk getting shot to fucking houses. I don't know how we like transitioned.
Professionals,
that.
Bud.
Yeah, dude, we've been doing this a long time. We're just that good. Go back and listen to those segues, bitches.
Or there's three very highly neurodivergent people on this show.
Three idiots.
Dude, Steve sends me all this ADD stuff on fucking
I do Instagram too,
about like how and it's exactly how we think. And I'm like, oh my God, I hate it's you for showing me this.
It's like spectrum videos and things, ADD, fucking autism.
I'm gonna ask you like seriously, do you think it's us in general, or do you think it's our generation thinks like that?
I think it's us in general, to where I think we have, like, and it's probably why we've always grown so close, even though we don't all necessarily have like everything in common, is because we think the same way about stuff, and
we hate the same shit.
Oh, for us, yeah. I think that's, but generationally, no. I think this has gone on for many generations, and it's only in recent years have we understood it in recent decades.
Put a name on it, yeah.
In recent decades, right, and now. You look around because of, again, everything that we're blasted with all the time that's just fighting for our attention. We are producing more neurodivergent.
You know,
and that
funny?
Doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing either, because,
overload.
everybody has their thing that they're good at, right?
Masturbating.
I'm so good.
I've came twice just sitting here.
Well, you have, because
you got a butt plug in.
Yeah. Well, duh, it's tickling my prostate. I've already told you that 7 times.
Oh,
I've been going to,
like an animal.
That's my record. So obviously
you went to what?
So I've been taking like some of my old shit to Bookman's and Zia, like selling it. Right. Just trying to get rid of shit. Right. Yeah. And, I had this like weird hit of nostalgia, in Zia the other day. So I was walking around and they were, you know, pricing my shit out or whatever. I forget what I was selling or whatever, but, I'm walking around and Zia is a good, for someone like me who has ADHD, like Zia is a nice,
and collects whatever random shit that place is dangerous.
Well, I really don't have that much like shit. Like
maybe not anymore, but it's easy for someone like us to walk in and be like, oh, that thing.
Right. Of course. I'm not saying that's, but I'm saying like, it's good for someone like me who's like, whoa, you know, like, whoa, you know? And I walked around and I was like, oh, I wonder like what PlayStation 1 games they had. Right. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go look and just see what they got. Dude. Tiger Woods 99. I like fucked that game up, dude. I played that game so much. But the one that hit me, and I don't know why I got this weird wave of nostalgia. It was called Street Skater, and it came out before Tony Hawk. And I don't know why, but as soon as I picked it up and looked at like the back of the fuck, like the thing, you know, case, I was like, it hit me with like, yo, dog, I'm going to be 40 years old this year. I was like, it like weird. It was like a weird, like, whoa, I remember this game. But then it was like,
you still haven't hit 40?
No, I'll be 40 in November.
Next November.
Next November. Oh, I wish it.
Oh, man.
I know. That's fucked.
So I'm on dead. That note, Bobby, I'm entering your realm next week.
What's that, 50?
No, I'm older than Bobby.
You're closing in on 50.
You getting your prostate checked?
Yes, sir.
Well, he already did. It's in his butt plug.
It's
yeah, you're fine.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's free at work.
Wait,
it's
are they like, are they,
is it some strange man in the bathroom? Yeah. What do you mean it's free?
So for years they've been doing,
coming to the bathroom. I'll take care of you. My name's Jim Bob.
Bob's doing a prostate exam Wednesday in the third floor bathroom.
I never paid any attention to this. So I didn't
just
know
put
that
your hole, put your butt
ass
up
in
to
this
the
glory hole. It's not his finger that tests it out.
That's the weirdest glory hole ever.
It's a reversal.
Yeah. For years, they've been doing mammary exams, right?
Yeah, and how's your boobs?
I don't have any. That's the problem.
He hasn't got any moobs.
But they've been doing mammary exams and that stuff for years. I don't think they've ever done gyno exams. That would be awkward.
Dude, how can you walk? Okay, so the three of us walk in, or we're working together. Ryan walks out, and right before my appointment, I'm like, that dude's going to stick his same finger up my ass just had. So this is such a weird threesome.
So they we'll be like Eskimo brothers, but different.
Yeah. Anal brothers.
But they pull up one of those big, like when they do a blood drive, right? They have the big bus or whatever. It's like that, and they're going to park it in the parking lot. I signed up because it's free.
Stick their finger up your butthole.
It's free. I'm not having to pay for it, which that makes me
happier. When's the
last
time you had a finger in your butthole?
Tuesday.
a few years, but it was a girl.
Oh, really? Did she have a nail?
I was fucking her.
Oh. How many knuckles deep should you go?
Not that many, thank Christ. But I've never had this done. And I remember Bobby's had it done several years in a row now.
Yeah, okay, so you signed up for it at work. This is at your work. Yeah. You're checking your butthole.
Monday morning, I have three back-to-back meetings.
Back-to-back fingers in the buttholes?
And then I have to go into the bus out in the parking lot.
Did you bring dude wipes to wipe your butt so it's not sweaty?
I'm going to. I'm actually going to walk in there and
drop trowel just to stick it in.
Be ready for it.
Dude, drop front trowel first so they can see your job.
Dude, just drop trowel. Show off the fucking Terminator.
I'm gonna take a fucking
sledgehammer.
Take a gas station Viagra before I
walk. Dude, he's just got a fucking rager.
Yeah,
he looks,
dude.
What's from like Austin Powers? He's a tripod. Mini-me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, just walk in and be like, "We doing this or what, Doc?" It's a huge dong,
dude. I hope it. I hope it's like. A giant black man that we used to fight with broken knuckles.
His fingers crooked.
He was an offensive lineman for 6 years. Or worse, in the NFL.
Or worse, it's like fucking blood sport, and he has the two buckets full of glass, and he just throws his fists in.
That's kickboxer dumb.
Whatever.
Fuck. Get it right.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's a different movie.
They're all the same. Let's be honest.
Blood sport is a fucking masterpiece.
Can you name a Jean-Claude Van Damme character?
Predator.
That's actually accurate.
That is, I hate you for that whole
thing. I hate you that I know that. Frank Dukes. Okay. What's his character's name in Bloodsport? Frank Dukes.
Okay. Because I saw something where like somebody's like, you can't name a Jason Statham character other than
Transporter.
That's not his name.
The beekeeper.
like working man.
Oh, he was in Bison, wasn't he?
Ooh, Jason Statham?
No, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, he was Guile.
He was Guile, which didn't make sense. He was the American.
He was Guile. Raul Julia was in Bison. I know that movie. I like that movie quite a bit. It's a turd, but it's...
But yes, sorry, our ADDs are now definitely taking over. Somebody said, no, you can't, other than Hobbs, you can't name Shaw. What's his name?
I thought he was Calvin.
Hobbs. Stupid.
In the Calvin and Hobbs movie.
What's his character's name in Expendables?
They don't have names, do they?
They're expendable.
They're just the Expendables.
No, they have names.
One.
Oh.
One. Damn, what? I actually...
Right? Like...
Whoa, that's actually difficult.
Right? You can't name a Jason Statham character. He's the same person. His character, yeah.
He plays the same... Here's the thing about Jason. Okay. I know people make fun of him. He plays the same guy in every movie.
It don't matter if you're good
but
at
God
it.
But goddamn, he's good at it, dude. I fucking love his movies. I need to watch his new one. A working man or whatever the fuck.
You
love
mean Beekeeper 2?
Yeah, well, sure. I don't give a fuck what it's called. It's Jason Statham kicking people's asses.
Yeah. Somebody name a Jason Statham.
I'm working on it.
Don't cheat.
Hold
on. Don't cheat.
You can't cheat.
Don't cheat.
I couldn't even tell you his name in the Guy Ritchie films.
I have to look this
Jason
up because...
like, what's his name in the Guy Ritchie films?
What movie's those?
Oh,
Snatch. Oh, he's in. Oh, fuck! I forgot he's.
I don't know, but Tommy. Tommy's the guy that he's always like.
Yeah, you know Tommy because he says Tommy all the time.
I actually, dude, that's actually kind of crazy because I do not remember any of this.
He's been in 100 movies.
God damn, and they're all fucking good.
58.
Okay.
Thanks, whatever.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot,
thanks,
asshole.
Rain Man.
Thanks, IMDb.
I'm looking at IMDb. I'm trying to find his name.
You still can't name his name.
He's looking right at him. Can't read.
Well, some of them don't list it. In the Italian Job, he's just named Handsome Rob.
Ah, Handsome Fuck!
Oh, in Snatch, he's Turkish. We should have known that.
But still, it didn't come right out.
Hey, he's just Jason Statham, dude.
Yeah.
He's I'm going to kick your ass. That's a terrible Jason Statham.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's him. And yes. And then he just whoops someone's ass. And you're like, I
swear. We have a fight.
Yeah, oi. Oi. Transport this thing.
Oi.
Oi.
Oi. Oi. I don't think so. Oi.
Oh, in Expendables, he's Lee Christmas.
Lee, God damn it.
Yeah, Lee Crispin of the Crispin
Christmas.
Family.
It's Christmas.
Christmas. Sorry, yeah. Of the Christmas family.
I just remember in that movie, the girl he was dating, like, they sent the guy and he beats his ass. And then I just remember he had a motorcycle in Expendables. I haven't seen that movie in a while, but.
Deckard
and he could fucking throw.
Ninja stars?
No, he threw like kunais and knives and shit. Yeah. He was pretty badass.
Which he can do in real life. Like,
really?
Yeah, he's like a.
Anybody. I actually believe that.
I can throw a knife too. Will it stick? I don't know.
Bobby's in the kitchen just throwing butter knives.
Chucking knives into the wall.
Yeah. Like throwing pencils into the ceiling when we were kids.
I used to do that all the time.
ADHD. Where'd all your pencils go?
ADHD in the ceiling.
So, Bob, back to that finger in the ass.
Okay.
Transition. So, yeah, from pencil to ass.
Talking about sticking things in, back to fingers in the ass.
I'm gonna have to take the dude wipes, right? Like I've got to.
Are you gonna do like shea butter flavor?
I can't be the only one that gets left with jelly in his butt, and you have to go back to work.
Ugh.
Should I do like more grooming than normal?
You definitely want your taint to be less hairy.
The fact that you have
no, that's perfect all the time. I'm just saying.
Oh, you have those bleached?
He is Brazilian.
He hasn't bleached. They're. Bleached.
I have my asshole bleached.
Ugh. Oh. No. Because he hasn't found the right person to do it yet.
That's true love when they bleach your asshole.
Actually, I'll just ask the doctor while you're back there, can you bleach that thing?
Can you bleach that thing?
Sorry, sir. I put a bleaching strip on it. Can you peel that off before you
put it? It's a crest strip.
I'll have bleach strip down the middle and then fucking wax strips down the inside of the cheeks and be like,
hey, you do me a solid and grab one of those and rip it off for me.
Rip that shit off.
Steve does all that, and I'm asking the guy to tight stick my underwear.
Oh my god, dude! Fuck. Isn't okay? So
I need to like.
You need to know where it's at so you can go watch.
Yeah, can I sign up?
I mean, your work might have it for free, too.
Community project.
I don't have to schedule shit with my doctor. I don't have to fucking pay for it, which is the big win there.
No, I'm not.
How much is a finger in the asshole?
Yeah, Bob, how much is it?
Copay.
Oh, like 40 bucks?
Yeah.
$40 finger?
It was free because it was part of a normal health
preventative.
Exam. Yeah, preventative.
So I've been trying to get scheduled for a colonoscopy all year because my doctor referred me to have that done. And the... God damn, that was just a nightmare between my doctor and the referring doctor. At home. Wait, what?
Yeah, chuck some coffee up your butthole.
Yeah, no. Clean you right out.
I go to finally schedule the motherfucker, and then the office that I'm supposed to go to is currently closed because they're doing a full remodel. So I'm like,
do a lot of butt stuff here.
we got to get rid of some of the anal juices that are all over the place.
I'll go do this.
Can't get rid of that smell. Got to knock out the walls.
They do the blood work, which I had done earlier this year at the doctor's office.
From your butt?
And then to do the screening for the marker. And then he's going to shove some fingers up my ass, apparently.
One or two?
I don't know, Bob. How many?
I think you're a two kind of guy.
It's one. It is a quick insert.
Really?
For those on the camera, it's a quick insert. Poke the thing. Done.
Wait, it's like when he pokes, are you like, ooh?
I've only learned from porn to push back because it makes it easier.
Right, it's gay if you lock eyes.
So you
right?
have to like, you push back physically with your body, or you push like you're trying to poop.
You push like you're trying to poop. So you.
But what
like-
if I poop?
You might want to take some X-Lax the night before, dude. Just
now, okay.
Blow out.
Now I've told you this, Steve. It's not a solo process because remember I had a female doctor, and
there was
female.
I'm with the sledgehammer.
The female like nurses were in there to make sure she didn't touch me in inappropriate ways.
Wait, they like were watching her?
Yeah, remember we've.
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
It's more so people don't feel.
Come.
Even when I go to the dermatologist, like I go annually just to the dermatologist to get my skin checked. And even in those situations.
The pearly white.
They have an assistant at all times that does all the note taking and whatnot on the iPad.
But they're there more for witness purposes.
That's exactly why they're there. Yeah.
Yeah, because could you imagine if the guy's like rubbing up on Steve and then Steve feels uncomfortable?
Well, he does it. He gives a reach around and like starts grabbing the sledgehammer.
And you'd be like, ugh. Sorry, I got to check the underside of this penis.
Here,
hold on.
Cough left. Cough right.
My biggest fear besides the guy having like Andre the Giant fingers.
Well, I'm telling you, he's going to be an ex-lineman with fucking broken ass fingers.
I hope not.
He's got gout.
His finger's going to look like Harry Potter's scar as it goes up your ass.
He's got gout in his knuckles.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, sir. It's flaring up today.
The last thing you want, though, is...
gout?
You don't want gout. That'd be terrible. Is you go in there just like you're not wanting to do it anyways, and then the dude inadvertently makes
you
come.
Going, Monday?
And then you're like, well, that was awkward.
Dude,
only for you.
I mean,
that's where your button is.
Well, so a lot of times it's like you don't like pull your pants down. It's like one of those ass out moon things. So you could just come
face
in
down,
underwear.
Ass up. That's
you
what
could,
the
dude,
doc
you
says.
Could just let a little, just shoot a little rope in your undies. It'll be fine,
yeah,
dude.
So it's face down, ass up. That's the way I like the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna shit all over this guy's face. Oh. That's what's gonna happen. It's gonna be terrible.
He's gonna stick it and he's gonna pull
his
finger.
You're gonna be so nervous, you're constipated the whole time, and then he fucking frees you up.
I'll eat like 14 blocks of cheese in the days leading up to it.
I'm telling you, like, dirty asshole is the only thing I was scared of going
dirty
into that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be
like
clean.
The finger in my ass wasn't the least was the least of my worries. It was like I don't need my asshole looking like it's Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web's got a so dead
making
spider
sure, like,
in your
my,
ass. So, spoiler alert: spider dies.
So I made sure like my butthole is clean in both the grooming holes. And the cleanse.
Did you shave your ass?
I fucking nared my butthole.
Nared it?
Nared
you put
it.
Nair
they got,
on your.
No, well, they got the sensitive stuff that you can put on your fucking balls and things.
So
you just like wipe it in your ass crack and then you let it sit there for 6 minutes and then you wipe it out.
Man,
and
you should have just used like a Phillips one blade and just like.
Yeah, just
see, like, what, I'm like, what kind of flexibility do you think I have? And I'm like, looking in a mirror somehow. Like,
hey, babe, can you come shave my ass?
Every time Bob shits, he's like, come wipe me.
I will say, obviously,
like,
I
just don't know what kind of, like, a single blade. Like, are you talking, like,
no,
old
talking
school
like,
barber
no,
style?
No, Norelco one blade. I have one of those.
Phillips one blade, man. Yeah. It's a fucking electric razor.
I understand, but I'm not going to put anything on my butthole that might go on my face or any part of my body.
You that's get a different point. Blade for different purposes, man. That's you get one for your balls and one for your face.
Use it strictly for my face. It does not get used on any other.
Cross streams. You got to swap blades.
I will be honest.
It's weird when I shave my face and I smell my dick.
I will say this, and I have not had the prostate exam yet.
You will.
I know. I will say this.
Your pen doesn't believe in them. It'll be a robot.
Hey, at least their hands are small.
It'll be a robot.
Hey.
You're going to get a robot finger.
Hey, what's up?
As long as she looks like Caprica 6, or Boomer. She'll be Boomer.
Oh, God. Yeah, that actually makes sense. I will say this. I haven't had that yet, and obviously I will. But the same, like, level of, like, holy, like, when I was, like, the butt portion of my tattoo. Dude, that's the last thing I wanted. Like, dude.
When you're sitting there spreading your cheeks so
dude,
they can get in there with
yes,
that needle.
Dude, no fucking way, bro. Like, I
were you worried every time that you were going to fart?
Yes. Dude, I wouldn't eat for like 3 days.
Dude, I literally.
Because I'd like, sometimes like little like vibrations might shake loose poop.
Well, that's the thing. Like, dude, that's not a joke, dude. Like when he was like in the inner thigh, like close, I could feel the vibration in my butt.
Did he ever rub your dick on accident?
No.
Did you get like, turned on accident?
No.
Glands. You never
no, you want to know why I didn't get turned on? Because he's fucking hitting me with a tattoo machine in almost my butthole.
Some people are in
no way, dude.
Look,
no shot.
Look,
what
if you started boning up like Steve did by fucking a couch and you found your kink?
I didn't fuck no couch. Let's be clear.
I will be honest, dude. Look, I'm not, my pain tolerance is fine. The pain from where in that inner thigh, like up high, dude, no way. No, that
I've always said I'll never get tattooed where I don't want to get pinched.
Dude, that was a 12 out of 10. And it was the worst thing I've ever experienced. And like, but the whole time I'm focused, I'm like, just don't fart. So, don't, like, I was scared, dude. Yeah. Like,
so Steve, when you go do this, like, I want to know how far the
finger goes in.
I'm going to ask him.
I
want to
like, know how
big are your knuckles?
I want to know how far the appointments are apart.
Because every 5 minutes.
There's not like, that. So again,
like, you know, walking in and walking out, it's just like I said, I feel weird. Like it, like
there was limited availability. Steve,
and I'm next. So I was like,
how'd that feel? No, is it good?
There was.
Yeah. Was I tighter than the last guy?
There were limited. There were limited slots, and
yeah, there are.
And I didn't know. I was kind of not even thinking I'd get one. I don't know how many doctors will be on site in that little.
They're there to watch
tour bus or whatever. So I don't know how many people are getting them at the same time.
Are you sure this isn't like a bang bus episode?
This right. sounds really bang busy.
But to your point, bang the bussy? Awkward thing is, if I pass, you know, anyone in or out.
You get a free t-shirt.
Like it's gonna be like, hey, I just had a finger in my ass, and you know I had a finger in my ass, and I know you're about to have a finger in your ass. It would be
so hard for me not to pass somebody as I'm walking out and being like, he was gentle. You know, whispering random things to him as I'm walking.
His fingers were so dainty.
Well, if it's somebody that I actually know and have a rapport with, then I can joke with and be like,
what's up, bro? For this finger in the asshole?
Yeah, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. He'll fuck your asshole with that finger.
Oh, bro, I didn't know you signed up. If I did, we could have just done each other's.
Yeah.
You do me while I do you, bro. It's fine.
I think it's certainly.
Let's lock eyes.
A lot.
What does yours feel like? What does mine feel like? Tell me.
How does my prostate feel? Does it feel nice? Is it lumpy?
Why are you tickling it like a clit?
I came.
I'm certain it's probably going to be a hell of a lot more awkward than like women getting, you know, a mammary exam. That's not a walk in the park. I'm just saying
going into the vagine is probably more awkward,
but they don't, I don't think they do that kind of stuff on site at work. They're not, I've never seen that. Yeah. Could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine?
Oh, Sally was in the Sally was in the stirrups earlier. Now I'm going.
And now we call her Sally Stirrups. That's her nickname.
Oh, you must be getting your exam today. You're wearing a skirt.
No, man, I don't want the finger in my butthole today.
Did I wear my brown pants that day?
No, I think you should wear your gray sweatpants you wear to the strip club.
I've never wore gray sweatpants.
Then you are not living. I'm just saying. You got to show the strippers the sledgehammer, dude.
Yeah. No, he's got to actually, you know, keep that monster down.
He's got to hide that bad boy.
Yeah, it's dangerous when they frisk you walking in for weapons.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, what is this long barrel?
Sir, you can't come in with that musket.
The head is all curved out like a musket.
What am I, a fucking pirate? Paul Revere? What the fuck?
Only got one shot. I don't want to waste it.
I got one shot.
I didn't bring any extra black powder.
It's very painful to shove it back in the hole to shoot again.
I have to use that thing and right down on the tip.
Yeah. Well, technically, I ain't got no shot at home.
Oh, that's true. Right? Yeah, his are all blanks.
They're all blanks.
Yeah, you know. So some go for go, some are for show.
You going to get that done when you get to Japan?
No. She's on birth control. I don't have to worry about that shit.
Why are you trying to, like, cut off his nuts?
Yeah, come on, dude.
They don't cut them off.
You don't know what they do in Japan.
Yeah, you don't know. It could be like,
that's,
you know,
fair.
Oh, you dishonor family.
They may not even do it over there.
Take off.
They may not even do it over there. They may
chop pee-pee now.
It sounded like a Native American. Chop pee-pee now. Peace
chop pipe. Pee-pee now. Pee-pee on thing. Go by.
You sound like a fucking caveman.
Ugh. Captain Caveman, look at his beard.
Oh, you dishonor family. I cut dick off now.
You date my daughter. We do something.
He's not a daimyo.
Worried about Ryan losing his finger to the Yakuza because of his tattoos. He's going to lose his nuts.
Your dick two sizes bigger than Japanese man. I must cut to right size.
White.
You are now Japanese.
I don't think they're going to worry about that.
That's part of the transition surgery. They slant your eyes and cut your dick.
Oh, Gaijin now. Nihonjin.
You can come karaoke. Ryan finally getting the karaoke because his penis meets the measurements.
Yeah, you have to measure before you go in.
Oh, they're just going to be like, we only have to do the eyes on this guy. He's already halfway there.
Jesus Christ.
We fucking went off the rails. But yeah,
that's what our show's for.
Do you know that we signed into law in Arizona?
Oh, God, this is me great.
That you have to scan your face and show state ID soon to look at porn.
That's becoming the universal. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's not.
That's going into effect in Ohio at the end of the month.
Are you fucking
kidding
me? Nope.
And it gets even worse. It's coming to Xbox and probably will be coming to Nintendo and,
hey, but
and
PlayStation. I want to focus on porn.
Not I'm just saying, for me.
No, I'm just saying like, yeah, not for you, but yeah. I'm just saying like that whole ID thing, Bob.
Yeah.
It's about to hit everything.
That's insane to me to think that like I have to verify before I jerk off.
Wait, hold on.
It's to protect the
does
kids.
Does that mean
the kids?
Does that mean I'm not going to get called the N-word on Call of Duty anymore by a 12-year-old?
No, I need to focus on porn right now because this is what upsets me. People are going to call you the N-word everywhere.
Yeah, but I've already seen that stuff popping up because depending on what your IP address triggers, you know, because it bounces around, right? It can sometimes trigger that authentication where it won't even let you pass the you know, am I 18 or whatever?
Uh-huh.
And it's already sites already asking for facial recognition or ID
what
upload.
What an awesome that's way to track for, people and what kind of porn they like.
Exactly. Like, I don't need you to know my
kids. I don't need you to know what my weird search history is.
Could you imagine, like, if I ended up being some kind of psycho murderer thing? He's like, Bob Doherty scanned his face in on all these porn, and this is what he searched.
Today on NBC, we cover Bob Doherty, the hash slinging slash killer.
Imagine like how
the porn that he liked was
hash
midget
slinging
slash killer. Yeah, it's a SpongeBob reference. You fucking dork.
I like how you bring up SpongeBob and you're like dork.
That was the whole point.
When does this officially go into effect, Bob?
I think it's like in a week, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the end of the month.
Four days.
You got 4 days to download all your shit that you want.
Okay, so yes, and this is what
days of free jerking.
Could you imagine, like, we remember when like Ashley Madison was a thing? It's like, you know, sometimes all relationships aren't good. If you want to cheat on your spouse, go to ashleymadison.com.
No more.
Then they got hacked and everything was leaked of all the fucking cheaters out there. Now, the same thing could happen with the porn. You know, I verified and then they're like, they get into Pornhub or, you know, whatever horse porn site I'm on. What?
I like
Steve
to watch
horse. He's
like
got a horse cock.
I like to watch horses fuck.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, whatever.
Why don't I be 18 to watch National Geographic? I used to see them African titties all the time for free. But, you know, imagine that goes out there. Like, I really want, like, I think our next business model is we need to go old school. We need to start Cockbuster and bring back the physical medium of porn.
I think that's what's going to happen. It's already happened in the last, you know, decade plus, right? With vinyl, and now cassettes are making a comeback.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come back with VHS. You know, Debbie Does Dallas. It's going to happen.
Did you guys ever go to like House of Boutique or Fascinations to get porn?
I just went to the local video store.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about this. Okay. When I go to Whack Off, okay, I'm not fucking.
Yeah, let's talk about you whacking off.
Well, let's hold
talk
on.
Slower and more sensual.
So I had this whack off session where I thought about Steve getting a prostate exam.
Prostate?
I can't even talk.
I'm so hard, I can't talk.
Fuck, dude, I'm so fucking rock hard.
All the blood's at my wiener right now. So disregard this.
My brain function isn't working. I will say this, okay? Anytime I've ever seen like a DVD of porn, okay? They're like two hours long. That's an hour and 45 minutes too long. I don't need 2 hours of porn.
I don't need stories.
No, I don't need just fuck. All right? I just need you to fuck.
I know is stories in regular movies are shit these days. Maybe porn is where it's at for the stories.
I mean, look, man, some of that reality porn's pretty good.
We're losing our freedoms.
Well, yeah, the to think in our lifetime, we all grew up with like forest porn or
forest porn. Is that trees fucking?
You didn't have forest porn?
What's forest porn?
I don't know what that is.
Where like magazines were like hidden out somewhere and everybody knew where they were. And you could go look at magazines.
That was geocaching.
Yes.
Yes, before.
It was porn geocaching.
Yeah.
It was called forest. Like, we knew it as the forest porn.
You go online. Oh, yeah, dude. The hustler is hidden behind the third tree on the right with
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that was a thing.
Maybe but usually it was
somebody's older. Usually it was somebody's older brother left it out there.
Did you grow up in anywhere where there was a wooded area?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up in Indiana, but like, I just like.
Yeah, someone's older brother would just leave that shit out there and then everybody knew about it.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it was. It is.
Is that a little older than me?
Yeah, maybe a little older because you got to think about it. When you were like 12, 13 is when porn was actually available on like Prodigy and AOL.
This predates that. And it predates that
because I would have been like 9 or 10 when I saw my first like forest porn.
And you couldn't take that home. I
don't know why, but in my head, Forrest Gump pops up.
That was my first thought. My second thought was like fairies, like forest fairies.
Wait, you need to be really specific.
Like Legend of Zelda fairies.
Anal sex.
Oh, okay. Like
Tinkerbell. Wings.
Tinkerbell,
got it.
Okay, I thought you were talking about something
else. And then you brought up trees. And then I went
to probably the other...
Doggy style sex. There's all kinds of sex.
Yes, usually there is.
I'm just doing Forrest Gump things.
There's shrimp sex.
Fried shrimp sex.
My mama told me to put on my special shoes to fuck.
I started fucking.
And I was fucking Jenny! Jenny!
Why don't you fuck me, Jenny?
Jenny, fuck me. You fuck everybody.
Stupid bitch.
How'd you get AIDS?
The worst fucking character.
For fucking.
Dumps.
Jenny's the villain in Forrest Gump, whether you guys know it or not.
She's a bitch.
She is, but then she went on to be the vice president or the
vice president,
the president's wife, and then the president ultimately.
She sucks. Anyway,
but yeah,
Forrest porn. I learned something new.
Yeah, I just think we need to go old school style to where we have rental places and things like that. And like Steve said, like do I download all the porn now? Like
you got 4 days. Apparently.
I used to have disc of porn.
And then you got rid of them because you didn't need it.
Yeah.
Just like your music.
Yeah.
And just like your movies because we're like, we'll just stream it. And now they're locking down all that shit. And so now
you can't find Dogma anywhere.
That was the intent the whole time, getting rid of books and having fucking Kindles and iPads. It's just you don't own anything. And now we can change the words.
I own the iPad.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah, but how many digital movies have been switched after we bought them digitally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's the special edition. I didn't pay for that shit.
Yeah. We upgraded your movie. I don't want it.
Go fuck off.
I download hard copies of mine when I buy that shit.
I mean, they took nudity out of Playboy. I mean, that's shit. What is the world coming to? Well, it's articles now.
Yeah, so maybe we need to start Hustler and Playboy again, being like hardcore.
Damn.
Because obviously there's going to be a subscription service that people are going to need.
Ugh.
I think it's so weird. Like, I couldn't imagine scanning my face and, like, I'm just trying to come and I get to a website that I haven't verified myself in. And I'm like, this is the one that has it. Hold on. And I'm just, like, shirtless as I'm scanning my face, trying to find my ID with
your dick in your other hand. You're like, I can't figure this shit out.
So we're talking traditional porn. Does that mean like OnlyFans falls under that bucket?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Are those girls going to go broke? You know, is the mediocrity of the OnlyFans girl going to get stabbed?
I feel like OnlyFans, the thing is the I can't say that word. Can you help me? Anonymity. There you go. Thank you. I don't know why the fuck I couldn't say that one. Is that like that? You sign up and they don't know who you are, right? If you don't put a bunch of information in your thing. So now
you mean as a customer?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's like, I mean, I would assume, I don't know if that's
the
case.
Bobby,
but
is that how it works?
I mean, are you anonymous to them technically? If you don't put info in.
Yeah. You have like a basic username.
Okay.
Because like then now if, okay, what happens? Like you said, like, okay, I'm anonymous. What? Huh?
They're gonna know who you are and what you're looking at.
Is this all under the guise of trying to get rid of all this stuff? Under the guise of protecting children? Or is it just to monitor and control everything in conjunction with everything that Palantir's doing with
mass surveillance marketing? Dude. Yeah, it's mass marketing, knowing, okay, well, this guy watches.
I don't think it's mass marketing. I think it's a surveillance thing.
MILF porn and all that doesn't matter. We're already getting that when you have cookies that are installed on your browser.
So
they know where you're searching. Now they're tying it to a person. And they can see how many different porn sites you've verified your face at. and all this other stuff, you know, because they do that for gambling sites now. That's how they verify when
you're
18.
They do it for gambling sites too?
Yes.
Then why aren't they doing it for fucking Robin Hood?
I can't wait for like 5 and 6 years when there are like, you know, like 8 years from now when there's like a political candidate that's running and they're like, well, here is his actual porn that he is actually verified to.
1,000%.
That's going to happen.
Well, yeah. No, it's just like, yeah, I'm going for a new job somewhere and they do a background search. Like, I'm sorry, we couldn't hire you because there is a lot of gangbang porn in your search history.
It's all being like, collated.
Well, we're a family company.
Dude, it's like, all being I think
it's interesting too because it's like what an invasion of my privacy. The things I do in my home, obviously, I'm speaking generally, right? But the things that you do in your own home are now not private anymore, right? You don't have any
privacy.
They
haven't been for a while because, to his point, they can monitor all the traffic in and out through your ISP to know where you're going. But now they're tying unequivocally to your face.
A prostate exam.
Proctate.
I don't want my proctate touch.
Don't touch my proctate.
I'm talking to my phone so it doesn't. I don't get like 15 ads for getting a finger at my butthole.
No, they're already there. You just haven't opened it.
Yeah, already there.
Dude, it's weird, man. I just feel like it's a lack of privacy. I mean, like,
dude, we're in 1984 and probably have been a lot longer than we have.
It's actually 2025. What are you talking about?
No. 1984 is here.
It passed already. That was like 30 something years ago.
Talking about the book, you uneducated fuck.
I know what you're saying. I'm just fucking with you.
You illiterate bastard.
That was the year before I was born. I don't get it. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I've been here longer than that.
Yeah, what are you talking about, guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I started off the show with the world is crazy and it's just getting worse and worse. And in a couple weeks, you know, whenever we do our next show, we'll get a prostate exam update and we'll see how our porn verification's going. But thank you for listening to our crazy fucking insane ramblings over the last hour and a minute at this point. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.